And we're going to speak out a little bit of festering. So just shifting gears a little bit to the sugya that we're learning here in Perikah Isha Rabba. That is the sugya of Eidos Isha. So again, the backdrop really to everything that we're learning is the halacha that an Eishas Ish, whose husband went to Medina Sayyam, and Eidechot came and said, Meis Bailech. The halach is she's allowed to get married based on the testimony of the Eidechot. And the Gemara gave a whole bunch of fashidina reasons why that's the case. Number one, Mishum Miguna Akilu Be'Rabbana. Number two, Mitoichoymer Shechmar Tolev Besoifri Kal Tolev Betchilasa, which is another way of saying, Daik Isha Mitzvah. We trust that a woman, because of all the chumras imposed on her in the event that she gets it wrong, as mentioned in the Mishnah, Pezayin Amid Beis, she's for sure going to do proper research before she just goes ahead and frivolously and recklessly just gets married. So we trust that she's going to do some proper homework before she gets married. That gives us the confidence that ultimately the right thing is going to be done. Additionally, the Gemara said that it's a milsa da'avidi le'igluye, and because it's a milsa da'avidi le'igluye, lo'y meshakri yinshi. We also saw a discussion in the Gemara on Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis, Tzadik Dalet Amid Aleph, where the Gemara was discussing what's the ikar tam. Right? The Gemara isn't sure what the ikar reason is, meaning we know it's a combination of reasons, but what's the primary reasons? And it seems that the two finalists, in terms of what the primary reasons would be, either Daika Isha Minsaba or Milsa Davide Leguye Loy Meshakri Inchi. But either way, it was Mavur in the Gemara that we trust in Eid Echad when it comes to Eidos Isha. Now we spoke out that all the Rishonim ask that, I don't understand. You could give me three wonderful reasons why you should trust in Eid Echad when it comes to Eidos Isha. But at the end of the day, Eidos Isha is a Dava Sheba Erva. And there's a Din Dairaisa that says, Ein Dava Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnaim. It's learned out from Gzeira Shava. It says, Al Pishnaim Edom Yakum Dover. When it comes to Dinei Mominis, it says, Kimotzeba Erva Stover in the Parish of Arayas. And we learn from there that just like Dinei Mominis, it's Al Pishnei Edom, so too, when it comes to Dover Sheba Erva, it also has to be Al Pishnei Edom, which means there's a Din Dairaisa that Dover Sheba Erva requires two Edom. So if there's a Din Dairaisa that Dover Sheba Erva requires two Edom, so you can give me all the reasons in the world why you want to trust in Eid Echad, but at the end of the day, you're going Kenegedid in Tyra. And how do you have a right to go Kenegedid in Tyra? Now, to be truthful, we learned the sugya that yesh koich biat chachamim lakudavim in atayra. But the maskaras hagemara is that yesh koich biat chachamim lakudavim in atayra b'shev v'altaisa. Avol ein koich biat chachamim lakudavim in atayra b'kum v'asei. And to tell me that you would trust in Eid Echad to allow an eishes ish to physically b'kum v'asei get married, you're violating the principle of ein koich biat chachamim lakudavim in atayra b'kum v'asei. So Fregin the Rishonim, at the end of the day, v'achrei kechloi sakol, after all the sugyas in Perek Isha Rabba, at the Torah said, ein dovash of ever pachas mishnayim, how did the Chachamim have a gerecht to go bekum v'asei and to be oikir dovim in HaTorah? So we spoke out from the Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Zayin Aleph, who made a sikum, and he said that there are three primary mahalchim in the Rishonim to add to this kasha. The first is Tosfos and Yevamos, Daf Pei Chesam and Aleph, and this Tosfos is in other places in Shas as well, where Tosfos says a yesod, that even though it's true, the Gemara says, Ein koich biyat chachamim laku davar min ha-Torah bekum v'asei. However, if Chazal had a davar hogun, there was a good reason, or there's a ktsas tam v'smach, to be oikir davar min ha-Torah, they have a right to do it even bekum v'asei. Being that Mishum Iguna Akilu Be'Rabbana, Daiki Isha Mintzava, Milsa Avide Legluye, these reasons create a situation where there's a Tam Hagun to trust Eid Echad, and Bechai Gavna, you could be Oikudavim and HaTorah. So it's true, Tosfos says you're being Oikudavim and HaTorah when you trust the Eidus of an Eid Echad, but Bechai Gavna, this is something that you're allowed to do. The second Mahalach that the Shmaitzer brings is Rashi, Masech the Shabbos, Pocked Away. Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis. It's also the Rashi in Ksubas Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, very much not tucked away, front and center in the sugya of Yesh Einus Begetin, where Rashi and the Rashi said that it's true the Chachamim don't have a koyach to be oikudavim in HaTorah. However, the Chachamim do have a very special koyach that Chazal gave them, and that is that if they ever deem a marriage for whatever reason not to be okay, they have a right to terminate the marriage. It's based on the fact that every chassan under the chuppah says, Hareyat mikudeshes li b'tabazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. And essentially, what the chassan, hopefully knowing what he's saying, is that I am marrying this woman, but I acknowledge that if at some point the Chachamim deem this marriage to be not okay, they have a right to do that. Called the Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbanu Mekadosh, Vafkin Rabbanu LeKedusha Minei. There's a concept that the Rabbanu have a right to be Oiker or Kedusha LeMafreya, and says Rashi and the Rash, but that's what happened by every Eidus Isha. Every time an Eidecha comes by Eidus Isha, it's true the Chachamim don't have a right to trust Eidecha. That's not something they could do. But what the Chachamim do is they use the Eidecha as an impetus to say that this is a reason to maybe be mad at this woman. We can't do it, but we have a legal loophole. Our attorney said, oh, we gave an eitzah. Let's just be oiker davim and atayra. We'll be oiker the kedushin lemafreya, not davim and atayra. The kedushin lemafreya, by doing that, it comes out that she's not really married. If she's not married, now she's going to be able to go ahead and marry this woman. But there was a third mahalach, and that's the Rambam. And the Rambam is in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchas Gerushin Bekitzer. It's in Perek Yud Gimel and Hilchas Gerushin Ba'arichos. And the Rambam, big machlokes Rishonim, how to learn the Rambam, but we're going to go for this raid bite. Like, the Ikar Shita in the Rishonim and Achronim is that the Rambam held that the Eidechad Be'edos Isha is Nemon Midai Raisa. Nemon Midai Raisa. Midei Raisa, I thought Ein Davish Be'er V'Pachas Mishnayim. Says the Rambam that this is different. Because although it's true, Ein Davish Be'er V'Pachas Mishnayim, but the only time the Torah was makbid in two Eidim is if it's a Davar She'ein HaTayachal Lamed Al Biryai Ela Mipi HaEidim. It's only if it's a Milsa D'Loy Avide L'Gluye. But the Rambam was Mechadish, that in the event that it's a Milsa D'Avide L'Gluye, over there the Halach is going to be, you'll be able to trust the Eid Echad Midoy Raisa. So the reason we trust the Eid Echad Eid Asisha is not because, oh, the Rabbanon have a koyach, yesh koyach be'ad chom alakadavim and atoy b'kum v'aseh, if there's a tam hogun. And it's not because they're being mafkir, the original kedushin, because called the Mekadosh Adai, the Rabbanon Mekadosh Rafkin, Rabbanon L'kedushin Mineh. The reason that we're trusting the Eid Echad is because the Torah said trust the Eid Echad. I, what do you mean? The Torah said, al pishnei edem yakim davar. It said, kimatzav ha'evers davar, this exeris shavah davar davar mimamen. That's true. But you have to understand how to read the parish of Ein Davar She'ever Pachas Mishnayim. The Torah is talking about, lo yikpi the Torah, only in a situation where it's a milsa delay avida legluya. But a vifel, it's a milsa avida legluya, over there the Torah never was machbid on two edim. And over there an echad is going to be believed, and if over there an echad is going to be believed, this is a milsa avida legluya, and that's why you can trust the edos of an edachad. Now, you have to clarify, according to the Rambam, that you're really trusting the ed midai raisa, because it's a milsa David el Gluye, so why did the Gemara say, "Am pechesam et aleph mishum meguna kilu bei rabbanon"? And why did the Gemara repeat several times throughout the sugyas that it's because of daik yishum mensuba? I thought it's a din deiraisa. It's a milsa David el Gluye, and by a milsa David el Gluye, you trust in Eidecha. So the Tashbits already, and the Noida Behuda and the Struvas, they're all masber, Pashup Shad in the Rambam, is that the Rambam held that the Gemara was just explaining why it is that the Chachamim didn't take it upon themselves to be machmer by Eidus Isha. Meaning, you would have thought that because of the Chumrah of Eishes Ish, even though it's true, it's a Milsa David Al-Gluye, and by Milsa David Al-Gluye, you could trust in Eidach and Midai Raisa, but it would seem very reasonable in the world of Chumras that this would be a time to invoke a festa Chumrah and say that we're not going to trust in Eidach. So for that, we have reasons, Mishum Aguna Kilubei Rabbanon, Daiku Mishum Mintzaba, it's all to counter what could have been a Chumrah de Rabbanon. But you want to know the real reason why the Eidechad is believed? It's not Mishum Iguna Kilo Be'er Rabbanon. It's not because of Daiki Ishum Mintzaba. It's because of Milsa Davide Legluye and Bikai Gavna. There's no Akpada on two Eidim. And it's for that reason over there, Midai Raisa, you'd be able to trust in Eidechad. So just to speak out, one Ha'ara. It's really not a Ha'ara. It's a Havana. In the Shita Sarambam, I believe this is extremely foundational. It's a Dover Oimid Berumay Shalaylam, and it really opens up Kimavur and the Rishonim and the Achronim, so many sugyas that we're going to learn together Be'ezus Hashem as we go through Noshim Nezikin. So this is really Avia voice in terms of foundational, in terms of understanding the basics of Hilchas Eidos, and everything that we're going to speak out now comes from Maron Rav Shach in his Avi Ezri, and it's really in two places. It's in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perek Chof, and it's in Hilchas Gerushin right here in Perek Yud Gimel. So Rav Shach had gezok pshat in Rambam, and he said that really in order to understand this Rambam, that you can trust the edus of an Eid Echad, even by Davish of the Erva, because it's a Milsa Davide Lagluye, we really have to take a step back, and we have to understand we have to see another Rambam. And this Rambam is in Perek Chof Dalid in Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's Perek Chof Dalid, Halacha Aleph. Zok the Rambam. Every word is important. Yesh ledayin, lodun bedinei mamenos, al pi advarim shedaita noitan lehem shehein emes, vahadavar chazek belivai shehukein. Yesh ledayin lodun bedinei mamenos. So talking about dinei mamenos, says the Rambam, a dayin, when he presides over dinei mamenos, the appropriate thing for him to do is to paskin, al pi advarim shedaita noitan lehem shehein emes. If he sees something, he's presented with a case, he's presented with evidence, and daita is noita, that a certain thing is emes. Vahadavar chazek belivai shehukein. And he has a strong feeling that this is the way it is, he should paskin that way. Says the Rambam, Afa pisha ain't sham raya brura. Even if he doesn't have a raya brura, still he should paskin that way. And then the Rambam says, this is true if daito is noitaloi show emes, va'adavar is chazak beliboy shukain. Aba ve'ain tsarach loimar. Says the Rambam, it goes without say that imhoyo huyoidea bevadai shadavar kain. He didn't just have a hunch. It's not just a hergis. It's not just a feeling. But he's positive this is the way it is. Shudan kafi mashayeda. That he should paskin based on what he knows. And then the Rambam gives a whole list of examples of how this works. I'll just mention the first one. Ketzad. Hareshin is chayiv adam shvu bebezdin. A person was chayiv shvu in bezdin. V'amal ledayin. And someone came to the dayin. Who is this someone? Adam nem on that slide. Someone that he trusts. This is a yid that he trusts him. He's a good chavazayna. He's a confidant. He relies on him for diligence. This is a man that he trusts. So he comes, he whispers into his ear, and he tells him, Shezeo ish, you know, this person that you're about to be mechayiv a shvua, chashud hu ala shvua. I'm letting you know he's chashud. Don't trust the shvua. Says the Rambam, yesh ledayin, lahafei chashvua al shekenegdei v'yishba v'yoytel. Don't make this person swear. What do you do if someone's chay shvua, they write he can't swear? Shekenegdei, nishba v'yoytel. So you flip the shvua on the other person, you tell him to be nishba v'yoytel. Why? Because the dayin heard what he said, he trusted him. So his gut is that he's telling him the truth. This is what he should do. It doesn't matter if that person that he trusts is a man or a woman. It's poshit that this is what he should do. Says the Rambam, it goes without saying that if he knows him himself, he's not even coming on to someone whispering into his ear. At face the lane, he certainly shouldn't do this. I'll mention one more example. There's a shtar chayv in front of him. He's a dayan. Somebody presented a shtar. This shtar, it's a shtar parua. Tell this person you're going to have to swear. What do you mean? The Torah doesn't say you have to swear. It doesn't matter. And then the Rambam goes on. He gives example after example after example. Again, what's the yisoid of this Rambam? This is so important. Yesh ledayin lodum b'dinei mominis al pi advarim shetaitin noitin len shem emes v'adavar chazek b'libay shukein af al pi she'en shem raya brur. If a dayin feels that something is like that, he can't prove it. He can't. But at the end of the day, I'm the dayin. Ein ledayin ala mashe'en of raya. This is what I think. And this is what I think you're supposed to pass it. So after one of the longest se'ifim in Rambam, in Yad Chazot, it's a long Rambam, Zok the Rambam at the very end, Imkein, fake the Rambam Akasha. If that's the case, lo mitzvicha Torah shnei edim. So what's to weigh them all about? So basically, you're a dayin, you're supposed to follow your gut. You're supposed to come out and whatever you think is the truth. So what happened to two Edim? Since we're little boys, we've been taught that the way a Bezdin works is, you present two Edim, and that's the way it works. Apishne Edim Yakum Davar. So what's this whole two Edim business about? The Rambam's kasha. Im kein lo mitzricha Torah shnei Edim. So the Rambam says, Shebizman sheyavoyu lufnei adayim shnei Edim. You know what the Torah meant when he says that that Dayanim have to paskin based on Edim? What it means to say is as follows. That if two Edim come in front of a Dayan, Yodun al pi edusan, the dayanim have to be mekabel the edus of the edim, afal pi she'eni yedem be'emes edu v'shaker. Even if they don't know whether these edim are telling the truth or the edim are not telling the truth, the edim have a cheskas kashrus, and if they don't have any good reason to say that these edim are lying, there's a gzeiras akosu that says al pi shnei edim yakum davar. Zok the Rambam, when it says in the Torah that a dayan is supposed to follow edim, the Torah is not saying that the only way a dayan can paskin is based on edim. That's not what it means. What the Torah is saying is that if Edom come, you have to listen to the Edom. It's Gzeiras HaKosev, like a Tzoras Erev is Gzeiras HaKosev. You have to listen to two Edom. But it doesn't mean that the only way to pass in a Shiloh is Pasha, is two Edom. Because Avad, if there are no Edim, so the Bezos said, listen, we'll wait for another Ed to show up. Until then, what should I tell you? No, Yesh L'dayin L'atim B'dinei Mominis, Al Pi Adfarim Shataitin Noitelan Shem Emes, V'adav V'chazik B'libit Shukain, Avad B'shen Shem Raya Berur. He doesn't need a Raya Berur to Paskin. The Gzeres HaKosav of Edim doesn't mean the only way you could Paskin is Edim. That's not what it means. What the Gzeres HaKosav means is that in the event that there's Edim, you have to be Mekabel to Edim. But it's Poshit, says the Rambam, that if you don't have Edim, you still let a Paskin Shilas. And not just that, you can listen to what other people think, and it can impact halachas in profound ways, like all the examples that the Rambam gives. But either way, this is a Rambam in Perek Chavdal, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Sanhedrin. So Rav Shach said that it's poshut. That what was the makar to this Rambam? How did the Rambam know this? I mean, it feels like common sense, but l'chayim that far tabin amakar. What was the makar to this Rambam? So he said the makar to the Rambam was a sugi mesechtes gittin daf yuramid beis, getting deep into Nashim Nezikin. The Mishnah says as follows, Kol ha-shtorois, ha-oilim ba-ar-koyish al-oivdekechavim. All shtorois that went through their kurs, right? It went through the non-Jewish court system. Even if these shtorois, these documents, they were signed by any Yehudim, ksherim. The halacha is, the shtorois are going to be kasher, chutz mi gitei Nashim v'shechurei avadim. With the exception of gitei Nashim v'shechurei avadim. But this is a Mishnah, that if there's a shtar that went through and it was considered gepaskin that this is a good star in their kois. That loch is a kosher star. Kol ashtaris ha'olim ha'kosh lo'ev dekechavim. Even if the choismim, all the signatories on this star are oiv dekechavim, doesn't matter. It's going to be kosher. The exception is a get isha and shkru revam. So we have to learn the first piece of Gemara. Zok the Gemara, kapasik v'tani, the Mishnah's mashma, kol shtaris, lo'ishna mecher, lo'ishna matano. It doesn't matter if the star is a star mecher or the star is a star matano. Now what's the difference? Star mecher is a star that's a raya, meaning a mecher doesn't happen with a shtar. How does a mecher happen? So somebody sells something to somebody else. You give him money, there's a meshicha, there's a hagbah. What's the shtar? The shtar just memorializes the transaction. It's just a transcript of exactly what took place. A shtar matana is where the cheftza of the shtar is what's creating the transfer of rishos, where somebody writes on a piece of paper, "I'm gifting you this thing." Right? That's what it means for our sugya. So Gemara says like this: Kapasik v'tani loishna mechav loishna matan. That when we say that kol ashtaris oyim bar koyish levit kechavim, afal pishachis meyav kechavim cherim, it means shtar mechav shtar matan. It's bishloim a mechav, bishloim a shtar mechav. I understand. Chiyav zuzi kamayu hudekana. By a shtar mechav, what creates the kinyan? It's the money that creates the kinyan. What's the shtar? The shtar ray ba'almohu. All it is a shtar raya. Okay. In this case, I understand why you trust the shtar that went through their kois. Why? Because the ilo yov zuzi kamayu. In this case, had the money not actually traded hands, have a marinaf shayu, the kosmile shtar. Their kois would have never been marinaf shayu. They would have never exposed themselves. The Eidim would have never signed such a shtar. Two Eidim are not going to sign a shtar saying that a transaction happened when maybe it didn't happen. So I understand why you trust the shtar that was Eidim Bar Kodesh Levi Kechavim. Because it's proof that it happened. The Eidim would not be married. They're not going to risk their reputation and their professional career by lying about a transaction that never really happened. El matana, but a matana, but my kakani. What's creating the kinya? La da haishtara. Haishtara chas babal mohu. Amash Shmuel. Shmuel said, dina de machusa dina. The Eba same in the Gemara gives another text. We're going to just focus on the part of this that we need, and that is the first part of the Gemara. It's mavur in the Gemara that a shtar mecher that goes through the arkois, it was pasha to chazal that you could accept it. So a bez din shal yisrael, if they were presented with a shtar, this shtar was signed by Eino Yehudim. It went through the non-Jewish court system. It's now presented to a Bez Din Shal Yisrael. They would accept it. It's a Mishnah. Kol hashtoreis ha'oilim bar-koy shal oiv dekechavim. Afal pishachoismeyim oiv dekechavim. Ksherim. And the Gemara says, as it relates to a shtar mecher, it's poshet. Shtar matan is a little more complicated. But shtar mecher is poshet. That's all we need. Why is it poshet? Because there's a svara. The ilo yov, zuzi kamayu, lehavi marin afshayu v'kos fin shtar. If it didn't happen, they would have never signed on it. So the fact that these two Edom signed on, even though they're oiv dekechavim, it's poshet that it happened. This is the sugya. Freik da gois ashri. Right here in the Rosh. The Rosh is in Perek HaMevi Get. It's Simen Yud. That guy's Ashri is right on the side. The Im Toimar. He asks a bomba kasha, one of the great kashas of all time. He says, I don't understand this Gemara. The Gemara is telling me there's a new svara called Emari Nafshayu, that these two Eidim, we trust them, even though they're not Jewish, even though they're apostle Eidus. Abenu, at the end of the day, lo yov zozi kamayu, lehavi Emari Nafshayu. Freik da goyis ashri. We know that Moshe and Aharon apostle Eidus. Why? Because they're kroivim. And they're apostle Eidus. Freik da goyis ashri. I'm asking you, Moshe and Aharon will be Emari Nafshayu? Of course not. Elamai, so the Adin, but I'm saying Koshul Eidos. So Noivi Kechavim is like a Pasul Eidos. So what's this new patent over here? Mitamol, there's a sugya, mamash on an island, Gittin Yuramid Beis, Shtaris, Oilam Bar Kosh, Loiv Tikechavim, Afu Pisha Chasmeim, Loiv Tikechavim, Ksherim? Why? Because Loi Marin Avshayu, Freit Agoy Sashri, how could it be different than any two Eidim Yisraelim? Moshe Nahar, that's the perfect example. Where it's Zichr, yet the loch is that they're going to be possible eidos. So that goes to Ashri to answer this kasha. Says a meridig chiddush. He says v'yesh loymar the oivdei kechavim einam psulim in atayra. Really, oivdei kechavim not possible eidos. Moshe and Aharon are possible eidos. Oivdei kechavim are not possible eidos. Oivdei kechavim are just chashudim. So a biffle, there's a svara of loymar in afshayu. So now they're not chashudim anymore, and therefore they're going to be kashal eidos. And achinami, Moshe and Aharon are kroivim. They're possible eidos. But these oivdei kechavim, they're not possible eidos. All they are is chashudim. A biffle they're chashudim. They're chashudim. But if they're not chashudim, they're not chashudim. Loymar in afshayu, and therefore they're not going to be chashudim. Azoyzok dagoyz ashi. But Reb Shach said, that's very nice. This is the teretz of that goyis ashri. Abin Rambam it's mavuri says in kama places that the Rambam when he's moina all the psulei edos he's moina oivdei kechavim as psulei edos. So according to the Rambam, an oivdei kechavim was a psulei edos. And if that's the case, according to the Rambam, it's hadra kushias goyis ashri laduchte. What's pashim shan and a sugi in shas? He getting daf yudam the base the sugya of kol hashtaros oilim bar koyishal oivdei kechavim afal pishach esmeim oivdei kechavim ksherim. Why? Because leimari nafshayu. At the end of the day, Moshe and Aharon are also leimari nafshayu. And still Moshe and Aharon are pasul eidos. So how could they be kashul eidos? Rav Shach said that it's pasha to him that the Rambam held that you know what you see in this sugya. You see in this sugya exactly what the Rambam said in Perek Chavdal in Hilchas Hanedrin. What you see in this sugya is that it's true. There's a parasha of Eidim. It's true. It says in the Torah, Al pishnei Eidim yakum davar. But that does not mean that the only way to paskin a shayla is based on two Eidim. It's what it means is like the Rambam says that if two Eidim walk into Bez, then you have to accept their testimony. But it does not mean that that's the only way to paskin. In fact, if Bezdin has a hunch that something is a certain way, yesh ledayun lodun, a dayun should paskin. B'dinei mominis al pi advarim shataita noitelen shein emes v'adavar chazak b'liba shukain af al pi she'en sham raya berura. And that's pshat in the sugin gittin daf yuram mebeis. Because being that there's a svara that these two oivdei kechavim would be like Marian Avshayu, so that's enough of a reason for now the bad dying to say, you know something? It's daiti noita sheyemes. V'adavar chazak b'liba shukain af al pi she'en li raya berura. Raya berura would be Eidim. Chavnish raya berura. But a svara gedol I have because it's like Marian Avshayu, and Bezdin has a right to paskin on that. And that's pshat said Rav Shach in the sugya gittin yudam et beis. Pshat in the sugya is that the two oivdei kechavim are nemon, but not like Eidim. Eidim avadanisht. You know why they're not naman like Eidim? Because as Eidim, they'd be possible Eidos. Because the Rambam says oivdei kechavim is possible Eidos. I was meant to Gemara loy mari nafshayu. What the Gemara means is the Rambam perach haftal aloch aleph. That's what the Rambam means. What the Rambam means, what the Gemara means is that there's a musik that dines a lot of paskim based on mashu daitoy noitel and jememes. V'adavar chazik b'liba yishu kein. And loy mari nafshayu and shtaris oivdei bar koish loivdei kechavim creates enough of an umdino that right now I have a rech to think as a diet that this is probably the way it is. So said Rav Shach, the fizeh comes out of nifle de gezach, that really the oivdei kechavim that are signing on this shtar apostle eidos. But afal pikein and getting daf yud on the base, they're neman. Because they're not neman b'toiras eidim, they're neman b'toiras umdina. They're neman in the sense that they have a right to create right now a reality in the mind of the dying that he thinks that this is the way it is, and yesh ledayin lodum b'dinei mominus al pi advarim shetayte noitel and shememes v'adav v'chazik b'libo yeshu again. That's the way it is. So Zok Rav Shach, The truth is, the fizeh, it opens up a mafteach. That really, any time you have someone that's posel edus, that comes and says, edus and bezdin, even though there's exeris akasev, that he's posel edus doesn't necessarily mean that this case is dead on arrival. Because if the dayan would think that maybe this is the way it is, he could paskin this way. The fizeh comes out, mamisha revolutia, a chiddush nifla, throughout the years of learning. We've always been told, if Moshe Naharan would walk in and they would say, edus, not negeya, Moshe Naharan, I'm sorry, we can't accept your testimony because you're brothers and you're kraivim, and as a result, you're posel edus. Zokrab Shach, it's not so poshut. They're just going to be posel edus mitzad hilchas edus. Aber mitzad the Rambam in Perek Chavtal and Alocha Aleph Yesh L'dayim Lada B'dina Mamras Al Piyadvam Shaddai Denoit Shemamas V'chayra. If Moshe and Aaron walk at the best, then you'd think that Dayan would say, well, if Moshe thinks this way and Aaron thinks this way, it's probably what happened. And as a result, it's Dayt Denoit and Shemamas V'adav Chazak B'libay Shukain. And Afal Pishen Raya Berura Afal Pikin. This is the way he would paskin, because that's exactly what's happening in the Mishnah. Getting Daf Yud on the base. These Oyvdei Kechavim Apostle Edus Abis Vadar Svar Vlei Maran Afshayun. And if Moshe Naharan would come, Avada to be a Svar Vlei Maran Afshayun, and therefore you would accept the Edus. So what does it mean? We don't accept Moshe Naharan as Edim, but we accept them as per this Rambam Perek Chavtal Alocha Aleph. We don't accept Oyvdei Kechavim as Edim, but per this Rambam Perek Chavtal Alocha Aleph, we do accept him. Let's just understand a little bit better. What it means is Edim have a special koyach. For example, Edim, there's a halach of Trei Kameya. So if two Edim say one thing and 100 Edim say the other thing, the two are equally as strong as the 100. Now, if you'd ask the man on the street, you trust the two, you trust 100. You'd probably trust 100. By the way, you go basarayv, dayanim, you always go basarayv. So why when it comes to Edom is a trade command? Right, you would have 102 dayanim, and 100 would say one way, and two would say the other way. Achrei Rabbi Mahatay said, then they write to you, we trust 100 dayanim. So why when it comes to Edom is it not that way? Because it's Zeres HaKosov. Trade command, that's the way it is. Migu b'makim Edom lo yom rinon. Right, there's a lot of dinim that are negeya hilchas edus. Nimtza echad mehem korev epasel, edusam betelo. These are all halachos in hilchas edus. In hilchas edus, adash shulchan aruch. And for that, there's no halach of leimar nafshayu. For that, Moshe Naharan apostle edus. For that, over the kechavim apostle edus. However, there is a sugya in Gittin Daf Yud Al Mibayis. And that sugya is that even when I can't come with the umph of Edim, but at the same time, there is a halach of loy mari nafshayu. And loy mari nafshayu means that Bezdin doesn't exclusively have to baskin based on Edim. And if they feel that something is a certain way, they have every right in the world to baskin that way. And it's a din doy raisa for them to baskin that way. This din of yesh ladayin lo debedin imamin is al pi advarm shetayt and noitlan shayinab is not a din derabonon. This has nothing to do with yesh koich biyad chacham. It's a din doy raisa. So do a din tayra. Aye, it says al pishnei edim yakum davar. Dr. Ram himself asked that kasha. That just means that when edim come, you have to accept them. Gzeres hakosef with the whole shulchan aruch that comes along with edim. But in terms of needing to paskin based on edim, shishda zadin midai raisu yesh ledayin lodim b'dinei mamnes. It's pashut. Said Rav Shach. Once we understand the Rambam Perek Chavtal Hilchos Sanhedrin. And once we understand the sugya, Masechta Gittin Daf Yud Amud Beis, the shtaros ha'olam bar kosh loiv dekechavim, so now we can understand b'tuv tam u'biyoser oimek u'biyeser se'es u'biyeser yeser ois the Rambam and his l'shoinos in the end of Hilchos Gerushin. The Rambam was explaining the halach of Edus Isha and says the Rambam that even though it's true in Dovah Shabbat V'pachas Mishnayim, but at the same time in an Eirachah that's going to walk into Bezdin, it's a milsa Davide Legluye. Bezdin has every right in the world to paskin. Says the Ram, let's see it again inside. The Torah wasn't makbin on two Edim. It's true. If the only way to know what's going on is based on the Edim, so then there's exeris hakosev of two Edim. Kingoin sheidush is a harag is a oyhilva is a avol davar sheef shalamid albirya shaloi mipio edaseh. The eino ed yochel lishamit in eino davar emes kingoin zeh sheheid shemeis ploini. Lo yikpid the Torah. All of the other Torah was a makban unto Edim. She davar rochek kushiyad by your Ed b'sheker, because it's a davar rochek to say that it would be lying. In other words, being that when it's a milsa davide legluye, there's such strong evidence that this person is telling the truth. She davar rochek kushiyad by your Ed b'sheker. So therefore, Bezdin has a right midai raisa to accept the edus based on what? not based on Eidus. In Hilchas Eidus, Ein Dovah Shabbat, Repachas Mishnayim. But based on Yesh Ledayin, Lodum Bedinei Mominus, Al Pi Advarim, Shadayte Noitel and Shememes, Vadover Chazak Beliboy Shuke, Afa Pisha Ein Shem Raya Barura. The Rambam doesn't mean it's on Raya Barura. The Rambam doesn't mean it on that level. But the Rambam is saying that being that there's a halacha, when it comes to Dinei Eidus, that a peasant's a lot of paskin based on what he thinks. And that's true by Dinei Mominus. So if it's true by Dinei Mominus, Kimavurin, Gittin Yudam at base, it has to be true by Arias as well. Because what's the Makar in Davish of every Pachis Vishlaim? It's Gufa learned out from Dinei Mominus. So there too, you can have the same exact halacha, the Yesh Ladayun Lodun. And it's for that reason, said the Rambam, that where it's a Milsa Davida Legluye, you could trust Eid Echad Midei Raisa. It's all the Rambam Lashitasai. What was the Kasha? The Kasha was in Davish of every Pachis Vishlaim. So if ain't David should ever pachas mishnayim, how could you trust in Eid Echad? Ah, you'll tell me the chachamim. Ain't koich biat chachamim lakad David min haTorah v'kum v'aseh. And because of this, Shmaitza Zayin, we have all the raid. Tosfos says if it's a tan hagam we could. Rashi says we're being oike the original kedushim. The Rambam says it's poshet. It's a milsa David l'gluye. Bezdin has every right to assume that this person's not going to lie. Because Shadavir Rochek, who Shayed by Yayed Beshaka. And if that's the case, he's Nema Midai Raisa. What do you mean? I thought there's a din of Ein Dovah Shem Ever Bachas Mishnayim. Zakhti Rambam, no. That's true. There is a din of Ein Dovah Shem Ever Bachas Mishnayim. But that's where it's not a Milsa Davida Legluye. So over there, you have to come on to the Xeris HaKosta. The Xeris HaKosta of Eidus is to aid him. But a Vifel, it's Shayach through an Eid Echad to come to Azak Klorkai. So now you can be Nema Midai Raisa als the Rambam. In Perichav Dalit, Halacha Aleph and Ilchus Sanhedrin, and that's why he's going to be believed. And then Reb Shach went on; he took it one step further. We'll just try, and that is says Reb Shach that Lefize we could be miyashuv all the lashonis in the Rambam. We mentioned this when we spoke at the Rambam the first time, right? The Rambam starts off; he says Al Yikshe Beinecha. Sounds like it's a din de rabbanan. The Rambam fears eyes. Lefichach hikilu chachamim bedavar zeh. Chachamim were mekel. Veheminu b'yeid echad. Mipi shifcha, min haksav. B'lai drisha v'chakiru, k'day shilisho b'nai sisrael agunos. Sounds like, again, it's a din d'rabbanan. Right, the Rambam starts mid d'rabbanan, he ends mid d'rabbanan. Al yikshu b'yeinecha shetiru chachamim. Lefichach hikilu chachamim. But yet, the whole chaymer of the Rambam is shlo yekpida toira. It sounds like it's a din d'oraisa, and the Tashbits already, and everybody struggled to understand the Lashonis and the Rambam. If the Rambam held you trust Eid Echad d'oraisa, so why did the Rambam start mid Rabbanan, and why did he end mid Rabbanan? Right? For sure, a ha'ara. But really, the check made ha'ara, and this was the Rivash's Grace Akash and his Tshuva. And the Grace Akash is from the Rambam Hilchas Eidos. The Rambam says, there's two times that the Torah trusts in Eid Echad. If there's Eid Ekinein, Eid Estira, and Eid Echad says that she was Netmas, she doesn't drink Meisaito. Ube Egla Rufa, Shaloi Teyaref. Ube Chein Medivreim, and then there's one time you trust Eid Echad Midirabana. Be'idos Isha, Sheyad Lashem Meisbaila. So it's Mufurish in the Rambam, you only trust Eid Echad Midirabana. And everybody bought, everyone's bought. It's a steer in the Rambam. Here the Rambam says, Lo Yikpi the Torah, gives me a whole day rice at the Gishtagal Torah. Toss it the Pshat in the Rambam. And three times, no less, the Rambam said that it's a Dirabana. Zok Rav Shach, that Avad the Rambam held it's a din day raisa. Yesh ladayun lodun b'dinei mominus is a din day raisa. So Avad the fact that we're going to trust Eid Echad is a din day raisa. But what gives us a right to trust Eid Echad midday raisa? It doesn't say it in the Torah. You know what it says in the Torah? What it says in the Torah is that a dayan is allowed to go based on umdana. But how do you define umdana? So the truth is every dayan has to sit down, he has to define umdana for himself. But every now and again, the Rabbanan gave us a little insight. And the Rabbanan said, I want you to know, this is an umdana. Zakhtar Shach. The fact that we can trust in Eid Echad, the Eid Osisha, that the Das Svar in the Welt, for Milsa Davida Legluye, Das in Ishmefurish Argets in the Torah. Torah never said that. The Rabbanan were the ones that said it. So really, it's the Rabbanan that gave us the gift to know that in Eid Echad, is davar rochuk sheyod sheker, and therefore there's a festal umdana that he's telling the truth. Oh, really? It's an umdana? Now I can trust you midday raisa. So Zokhtar Shach, the fact that we trust Eid Echad Avad is midday raisa. It's working with the Rambam in Perek Chavdal at Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's working with the Sugi Masechtas Gittin Daf Yudam Mebeis. We're leveraging a din day raisa. But how do I know that this is included in that Rambam? Mehechatesi. Maybe it's not included in the Rambam. Who said this is an umdana? You know who said it? Perko Isha Rabba said it. It screamed it. That's Midivrayim, however. The Rabbanu were Megala to us that it's an Umdana. Once I know it's an Umdana, it's a Din Dairaisa. Just one more Kne, just a little bit better. The Rambam Hilchas Eidos is contrasting the fact that we trust an Eid Echad by Saita, an Eid Echad by Egla Rufa, that's on one side of the ledger, and the fact that we trust an Eid Echad when it comes to Eidos Isha. What's the Makar that we trust an Eid Echad by Eid Saita? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says the eid eid ba. Eid always means two eidim. So if you don't have two eidim, but you had an eid echad after kinah and stira, you trust eid echad. Here the Torah said mefurish you trust eid echad. It's a pasuk in the Torah, just like it says al pishnei eidim yakum davar, al pishnayim eidim yakum davar. It says davar davar mimamin. It says the eid eid ba. If you don't have two eidim, but you had an eid echad, you could trust eid echad. So it's a pasuk in the Torah that you could trust eid echad. That's mefurish in the Torah that you trust eid echad. By Egla Rufa, there's also a drasha. By Eidos Isha, it doesn't say anywhere trust eid echad. All we know midai raisa by Eidos Isha is that you don't need two eidim. But mehechates eid echad is good. It's true, I know you don't need two eidim. Because yesh l'dayin l'odin, based on mashad. But who said Eid Echad is Neman? Mechates is Akrab Shach. I don't know that. By Saita, the Torah said Eid Echad is Neman. By Egla Rufa, the Torah said Eid Echad is Neman. By Eidos Isha, the Torah said, Gittin Yudamid Beis, the Rambam, Milch Sanhedrin, that I don't need to aid them. Because even by Dinei Maminus, I don't need to aid them. But how do I know Eid Echad works? The Rabbanan said that. Where? Perko Isha Rabba. That's the Rambam. B'shnei Mekonis in Mina Torah Eid Echad. The Torah said Eid Echad is going to be believed. B'soita Be'egla Rufo. V'chei Medivreyim. Not that the Eid Echad is Neman Medivreyim. The Eid Echad is Neman Medayraisa. It's the fact, however, that we know that when Eid Echad talks, we can be Mekabal and Medayraisa, that we know we can invoke the Rambam and Perek Chavta, Alach Aleph and Hilchas Sanhedrin, that's something that's Midivreyev. And that's the teretz to all the steerers and the Lashonis of the Rambam. When the Rambam says Midei Raisa, it's because the Ramanus is working with a Dindei Raisa. When the Rambam says Midivreyev, it's because the fact that we can invoke that Dindei Raisa is something I only know Midivreyev. It's both true. It's a Dindei Raisa, it's a Dindei Rabbanon, Rav Shach, again, he says it in two places, in Perek Chav and Hilchas Sanhedrin, Nachavdal. Perek Chav Hilchas Sanhedrin, he says it also, the end of Hilchas Gerishin and Rav Shach, a few times, Chaz is over, he says it's posh to him, that this is the Eves of Pshat and the Shittas HaRambam.